or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Ted in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Aubrey DeGray. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about the swimming pool water, and I originally called to suggest that eliminating chlorine in tap water, you know, drinking chlorinated tap water might produce some life extension. And as I researched the article that you asked me to do, I found that they've begun replacing chlorine with chloramines, which is a far more dangerous oxidizer and chemical. And I was wondering if Dr. DeGray knew anything about that specifically.
Yeah, the cocktail of toxic waste in our water. I brought up toxins last week with him, and he said that wasn't as big a problem. But from all the studies I've seen, massive increases in cancers, you name it, with all the stuff they're adding, the stuff we're breathing, and the mercury from the coal plants. Doctor?
Yeah, I don't want to belittle these things. These things are certainly things that we need to worry about and we need to try to prevent. However, we have to keep a sense of proportion about it if we're talking about life extension and the postponement of age-related disease, because we know that life expectancies are continuing to increase despite the increase in all of these pollutants and so on. And, you know, that's the simplest form of evidence that says that the main determinant of how long we live is not what we take in terms of pollutants, but rather what's going on intrinsically in our bodies as a side effect of our normal metabolism.
Okay. Ted, did you send me that story you put together?
Yes, I do, and your guys have the website, the page that it's on, with some photos.
Okay, did they post it?
I don't know. I just gave it to him. I can give it to you right now.
No, just send it to Aaron at InfoWars. Thank you. Harry in Florida, you're on the air with Dr. DeGray. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. This is Harvey in Florida. How you doing?
Harvey, go ahead.
Yep, it's great to talk to you and your guest. I'd like to ask him about what he thinks about the patenting, like Geron has patented the telomerase gene. What does he think about the patenting and how the investments... Well, the tremendous investment leads to a rush to market like it did with the plant genetics.
I don't have any real fears in that area. I think the market will look after itself in regard to all of this. And I think one of the main reasons for not being scared is that the therapies that are going to be necessary in order to comprehensively postpone aging will have many, many different components, each of which will have been developed by different people and whose patents will be owned by different people. So there will be a requirement to have a great deal of collaboration and business common sense, shall we say, in order to...
Well, let me throw this out, though, Doc, and I understand you're real positive about all this, and I'm not saying it doesn't have a positive sign. It's one thing if it's for humans, and we know a lot of bad drugs and things do get on the market, but I agree there's more focus on that than, say, GMO crops. But there's total evidence of GMO crops, and the ones that have been heavily altered, causing all sorts of problems. And so I don't have confidence that there's not going to be all sorts of disasters.
It's certainly important to regulate the experimental testing of things that are used on all of the living world, absolutely, because the knock-on effects can be very unpredictable. And I don't deny that there have been some cases, not just in the case of drugs applied to humans, in which things have been pushed forward too quickly.
Sure. Is there anything else, caller?
Yes, Alex. Right, I was an early investor in plant genetic companies, and it seems like mostly the wondrous things that they promised us, they've actually used most of the inventions towards evil, like putting more nicotine in the tobacco plants, may be able to use more chemicals on the plants. So there's a tremendous potential for this to be misused. And, in fact, they forced the people in our country to take it without any labeling. It's all in all our foods without any labeling. I'd like to hear his remarks about that.
Well, this is not really
Mr. DeGray, Mr. DeGray. We've got a break right now. Come back and finish up, please. And this will be our final segment, Mr. DeGray. Then we're going to then go to Tibet with what's happening there with a guest as well on that subject. We'll be right back here on the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper.
Thank you for joining us today. We're already well into the third hour. And I appreciate Dr. Aubrey de Grey joining us, best-selling author, researcher, published scientist, computer engineer, biologist. And really interesting debates and discussions that we've had today. We have Urgen Tenzin, who is the director for the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy, to give us the inside scoop on what's going on there. And he's on hold right now. I just wanted to go back to Aubrey de Grey. Mr. de Grey, thank you for coming on with us. Thank you for spending time with us. Just finishing up that fellow's last question when he was talking about some of the unsavory things he witnessed as an investor.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is certainly true. The that some things are not always rolled out in the optimal way, but ultimately, let's remember, we do all live in a democracy, and our elected representatives are the people who control all this. Their ultimate goal is to get re-elected, and so it's really just a question of how much we care. If we want something to be done, then we can get it done.
Well, Dr. DeGray, I hope in the next 6 months or so we can have you back up to get more in-depth in all of this, and I really appreciate your time. Fire out the name of the new book and the website.
The name of the new book is Ending Aging, and the website is mfoundation.org.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Take care. Okay, we do have Mr. Tenzin on the line. Fantastic. Getting him lined up there from India. And he's the director of the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy. We have reports of the Chinese paramilitary police parading people in the backs of flatbed cars all over different cities in Tibet. The Reuters is reporting that the rebellion against the tyranny has spread. We're now seeing neocon propaganda demonizing Tibet and trying to either make stuff up about the Tibetans or exaggerate things. They're certainly not perfect. No one is. Compared to the communist Chinese, they hadn't killed 60 million of their own people. I know that. Penn and Teller attacking them. The list goes on and on. Basically saying, a lot of our media is saying China's good. And boy, that's not just a 180 from our government supporting the Tibetans, who have obviously been invaded, enslaved, and mass murdered, and their women forced to marry Chinese. I'm not bashing Chinese either. They're just, it's to commit genocide, destroy their culture. Our government's gone from the Tibetans are good to neutral to now they're bad. And by government, I'm seeing the media and others push this. And we appreciate our guest for coming on with us. Urgent Tenzin, thank you for coming on.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for coming on. Can you give us, because you have, of course, inside sources like no one else inside Tibet right now, we're seeing a news blackout since they expelled foreigners 3 days ago, and less and less info coming out. What's really happening there?
Now, situation inside Tibet is very tense, and it's worsening day by day. And according to our informed sources, now the Chinese have already started house-by-house raid in the cities of Lhasa before the deadline given by the Chinese. So now in the Lhasa streets, you can see only military tanks rolled. People are afraid to come outside, and they are afraid to speak with outside people. And we have also got information that more than 1,000 Tibetans have been arrested, and more than 70 people have been killed, and 23 people have already been shot dead by the Chinese in one incident, So it's very unfortunate, and Chinese, they are continuing with the repressive action against the peaceful Tibetan demonstrators in Tibet.
Have you seen the reports in the Western media? They are the minority of the reports. The majority are neutral, but a minority are actually demonizing the Tibetans with this information. That's the first time I've seen this. Have you seen this?
Yes, please. I couldn't pick up your question. Please, will you repeat the question?
Let me be clear. There are some Western media outlets, some media in the West is siding with the communist Chinese. Are you aware of that?
Yes, yes. There are so many Western media giving information from Tibet, but the Chinese, they have now already started sending back Western reporters, out of Tibet.
We've got press reports about the rebellion by the Tibetans spreading all over the country.
The demonstration in Tibet is now taking all over Tibet, It's outside Tibet autonomous region also, So the demonstration is taking place in all parts of Tibet.
Can you go through any details that you've gotten from your sources inside Tibet that we haven't seen on the news? More details about the rebellion.
Is it Demonstration has first started on 10th March, commemorating with the 49th anniversary of Tibetan National Uprising Day. On 10th March, you know, the Tibetan monks in the Debung Monastery and Ganden Monastery, they have initiated the demonstration, and simultaneously, you know, took place in other places like Marfa County in the Kriti Monastery and other regions also. Yeah, so it almost took part in all the other regions, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes, and it is protest, you know, the Tibetan monks, Tibetan nuns, and then Tibetan students and Tibetan nomads, you know, and all the ordinary people, almost all the Tibetan diaspora, they have risen against the Chinese rule inside Tibet.
Well, let's be clear. This all started after 50-plus years of bombings and attacks and arrest and secret police, and in the last few weeks going around and arresting leaders of the opposition. Then people peacefully on the 50-plus anniversary of a mass murder, as the press has reported, peacefully demonstrating against Chinese domination, and that's when they attack the peaceful people, the Chinese military. Now the peaceful people are fighting back. How are they beginning to physically fight back? We are seeing still some video of burning buildings and things like that.
The Tibetan people, you know, they have started the demonstration peacefully, and, you know, the demonstration was in a number of, so many numbers, you know, like it was crossing 2,500, 3,000, you know. So the Chinese people, Chinese armed police, you know, they tried to clamp down on the demonstrators, and the crackdown started beating them and just shooting guns in the air, you know. So that's why, you know, sometimes, you know, the crowds, they got frustrated and they started throwing stones, and
they got tired of groveling to thugs, and they decided to fight back.
They got frustrated, you know. They are tired, you know. The military, they are beating like anything, you know.
But bullies always push and push and push until you push back, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, right here in Austin, they're doubling the size of the SWAT team, swelling with wrong recruits to dominate and oppress us. But it's all part of the new liberty here in a country where they forcibly take DNA samples from your children for FBI databases at birth. It's part of the land of the free, home of the slaves. We're talking again, ladies and gentlemen, to the director of the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy. Sir, in the time we've got left, anything else that's important for people to know? Any other reports? Anything that I haven't asked you that people need to know?
Yes, I want to let the people know that the situation inside Tibet is very tense, and now the Chinese government, they are kicking out all the foreign journalists out of Tibet, and now information is very hard to come from Tibet, you know. So we want to appeal to the world to give attention to the Tibetan issue and send your free media into the world, you know, where because in Chinese, you know, they're billion people country, and they get only censored information. Whatever the government information is given to them, they receive only that kind of information. So it's very important that there should be a freedom of press inside Tibet, you know, which is very important. And we appeal to all the peace-loving countries and the United Nations, you know, to send a fact-finding mission inside Tibet, you know. Otherwise, there is no other way to know the real situation inside Tibet.
Are the Chinese are the Chinese communists letting the UN in?
Yes, they are trying to pressurize all the other countries, you know, because they are superpower, they're economically very strong, you know. So they use, I mean, like, their power in the economic market and all, you know.
And so the UN isn't going in?
Yes. UN as a body, they haven't, I mean, like, till now haven't intervened.
Yeah, they're doing nothing. Of course, sir, they run China, of course. They have the one-child policy. Our government put Mao in. We'll be right back. Stay there.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
We cannot be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds. And poets will write again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
Okay, folks, final segment with our guest. I got a ton of news. I'm going to shotgun in the last 30 minutes. He is the director of the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy. To boil it down, you heard the UN isn't helping. They're not going to help. The U.S. isn't helping. No one's helping. It's all just lip service. And now our media is starting to lie and exaggerate about the Tibetans. It's just getting sicker and sicker. In closing, sir, how do we support you guys? How do we help you guys? And any websites, phone numbers, anything else we need to know, sir?
Yes. If peace-loving people or a country, they want to support Tibetan cause, and they really want to know the Tibetan issue, you know, and to follow up this, what is going inside Tibet, you can visit our website, that is pchrd.org, and then you will get all the latest information about what is happening inside Tibet, you know. And at the time, we appeal to all our supporters, you know, if, who like love peace and to support us, you know, and appeal your government to pressurize China to send fact-finding mission into Tibet, you know, and to restore the human rights of the Tibetan people, and
sure.
Please ask your government to send a free media inside Tibet.
Sure. Mr. Tenzin, last question. What do you predict is going to happen? Is this going to spread? Is this going to embarrass the Olympics? Is this going to get the Olympics boycotted? I mean, do you think this resistance to tyrants is going to continue?
Yes. I think this has given ample indication of human rights violation inside Tibet. So I think now it has become very hard for the Chinese, you know, it has shown world that how the Chinese are dealing with the human rights violation inside Tibet, and all the participants, now they must rethink about participating in the Olympic Games, you know. So until and unless China, they stop brutal action against the peaceful demonstrators, I think all other countries should reconsider of what do they in future, you know.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for spending time with us, and we'll talk to you in the next few days as this develops.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Ah, man. Now, again, I feel empathy for what's happening in Tibet. And I've seen so many news pieces and comedy pieces and other things billing the Dalai Lama as some type of wicked dictator, and how the Tibetans deserve what's happening to them, and the Chinese or communist Chinese government are good. I want to be sure and differentiate from the Chinese people and their corrupt government that's killed at least 60 million of them. And obviously the Dalai Lama is not perfect. I don't follow his religion. I don't follow what that country did or what they believed in, but they were statistically a pretty peaceful, prosperous, but also sparsely populated roof of the world, you know, on average about 12,000 feet. Population. Some of them living up as high as 18,000 feet. Incredible. And they had this huge military just roll in after the communists took over, and it's now been declassified that our government gave them the weapons. Our government gave the communist Chinese the power. They actually blocked and sabotaged the nationalists. And it is just despicable to see the way our country's changed, the way we've gone from supporting the Tibetans, at least on the surface, because they had to, meanwhile funding their enemies all day, to now just publicly, they can, you know, they deserve it. They're bad. They're evil. And that's just basically the end of the story. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I've got about 50 news articles in front of me. And I'm going to come back and I'm just going to read the headline off each article and comment a little bit on it. I'm also going to get into your cable boxes, watching you. Now, I know for our listeners that's old news, but now it's in the mainstream media. And they just hide incredible things in plain view. It's just all... I mean this sarcastically. I don't really believe this, but some people do. Maybe they'll just take their mask off and they'll all have lizard heads next week. I mean, you know, it's starting to get that weird. I mean, a huge flying saucer might land and pigs might walk off of it, and Bush goes and shakes their hand, and if you say it's weird, people will say you're crazy. I mean, you know, your cable box watching you isn't good, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this info bomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I love fighting the New World Order. I'm so honored to bring on all these great guests, talk about all these serious issues. I want to thank my whole crew here in Austin, Texas. All of you, the listeners, the affiliates, the sponsors. Don't forget, we're not just here weekdays, 11 to 2 Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Oh, we're live. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Oh, I gotta hear this one little part. It's not the kill, it's the thrill. Ha ha! Ha ha! Okay, let's go ahead and plunge into the news here today. Already covered some of this in the first hour. There's no real way to even categorize this. I tried this morning. We've already covered what's happening in Tibet. We've got into live extension technologies. We've also had on the editor from the London Guardian, their financial editor, talk about the possibility of coming depression and how our government and corporations engineered what's happening with the subprime mortgages. In the first hour, I'm not going to do rhyme or reason. I'm just going to burrow into the stack, and I'm going to just cover it. Drinkers face drug checks. Customers were tested for drugs before they could go for a pint in an Oxford pub. About 80 people were tested with drugs. ITE miser outside the Blackbird in Blackbird Lays last Friday night with the promise of more crackdowns to come. Two people were arrested, seven were searched, and a quantity of suspected cocaine was found, police said. Landlord Glenn Williams said he wanted to prove drugs were not being taken in his pub. Officers hailed the stop checks, the first such operation in Blackbird, a success. So let's stop right there. This isn't Russia. This isn't communist China. By the way, they don't do that there. Never did. This is England, the supposed birthplace of modern liberty and what turned into the United States. That's where our system comes from. And I see reports every day where they demand you thumb scan, face scan to go in, where they demand DNA samples, where they demand to search you, and they are just doing this en masse. And they also set up these mobile vans that they make you walk into, walk through, that scan your body, basically with high-powered sound waves. Some of them use other systems. Then they get a digital naked image of your body. I mean, genitals, everything. It's more human than human. It's better than the human eye. You can see every pore, everything. And they record that onto a database. And they swipe your card when you go in. Let me see. They swipe your card. You're naked. You go through it. It's just like in England and the U.S. They put you in a DNA database. They've been doing it for 35 years. And now they've announced Homeland Security's doing it. And I've got direct government websites, University of Texas running it, nationwide here in the U.S. They just do it. You're a newborn baby, folks, 45 days after they're born. If you don't contest it, it goes into the FBI database under Homeland Security. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's not a free society. The government's criminal. Okay, see, I said I would just read headlines and move on. I can't. It's all interconnected. Customers were tested for drugs before they could go for a pint in an Oxford pub. We got very good feedback, and it went without a problem. See, it's a sheep training drill. The cops just ordered them to do it, and they would do it. And they said, oh, they like it. It's like the British news always says, everyone loves the cameras. You have actual polls, though, they all hate it. They'll say, everyone loves the European Union in England. But you read the polls, 90% now hate it. The polls are from 80% to 90%+. But see, this is written for cattle. The whole article is just a Only one person refused to go through, and that gentleman was arrested. So, let's be clear. You don't even have a choice. You think you're going into a bar, and boom, they're there drug testing you. I believe it was a success, and we will be using the IT miser, that's some kind of tester, again at the Blackbird, and whenever we see fit. Whenever we see fit, because we're the government, we're God. This was the first in a line of initiatives to fight drugs that we will bring into Lee's. We got very good feedback. The overwhelming opinion from people was that it was a good thing and they could enjoy a Friday night without worry. Without worry. Cocaine. The guy goes, you're not going to test me for drugs. Oh, we know you've got cocaine. You're arrested. Guilty until proven innocent. Just like all your bank accounts are instantly uploaded to the government. 10 years ago, they had to file a suspicious transaction report, and then they would see your account. Now it's just all there. The government just types in. They go right in. Most of the time, they try to cover it up, but government people are in there stealing money out of accounts every day or giving it to their cousin who steals it. They kind of fence it out. And it's just a reign of corrupt evil. Child molesters in every major state run the CPS, Texas, Florida. It's all over the news, Massachusetts. I mean, just mainstream news. Child molesters in every top position. Mass rape rooms in all the Texas youth homes, all of them, the press admits it. The women's prison, giant rape rooms, making videotape porno movies of torture films. They shut it down 2 years ago outside Austin. I can just talk about right where I live. Just total frothing criminals everywhere, and then useful idiot morons working next to them who don't even know they're sitting next to the devil. Just corruption gone to seed, gone to seed, gone to seed, gone to seed, gone to seed. Just like giving loans to people with no job and no credit. The whole system corrupt, blown, shot, fried. And a huge mass of cattle that still think we're in Mayberry, still think it's Leave It to Beaver, who still think everything's all right. There's us, the good people, and then there's just scum running and sucking and feeding off the entire government apparatus. Apparatchik. And then there's England, and they're starting this here too now. 5 million cameras in England, telescreen shouting orders, face scanning, thumb scanning, transponders taxing you by the mile, total control, no free speech allowed, police put you in terror databases for videotaping or even talking in groups of bigger than three, cops suddenly show up, you can be pot-bellied and, you know, look like you're 50 like I do, and they walk over and tell you, move along, they do it to other people, just total secret police everywhere, feeding on everyone, control freaks running around, most of the cops are foreigners, frothing and laughing and snicker-giggling. And what do? What do they ship in? You think that island country with ironclad controls, one of the biggest cocaine users in the world, one of the biggest marijuana users in the world, one of the biggest other... the government is shipping that in, and they've been caught. And it's disgusting. You want to hurt these scumbags? Go into rehab. Get off the drugs. Kick it. Decide it into big... Stop using their filth. It's disgusting. It's a disgusting, disgusting, disgusting situation. Oh, you want me to do 10 or 15 shows, 3 hours long, just with experts on and all the admissions and news articles of state police, feds, CIA, DEA, all caught shipping in tractor trailers of pure cocaine? You know why that's important? It's pure cocaine. They always get caught shipping in. That means directly from the source. Every time the government gets caught with a plane or a truck or a boat full of it, it's pure. And it's not like it's a debate. Don't sit there in your squad car. And I mean, a local talk show last week was saying, I just can't believe what the people say, that Alex Jones, that the government ships the drugs in. You know, I've been an officer for years, local talk show host now, and that's not true. The head of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso, went to the FARC publicly in front of news reporters and said, invest your drug money with us. And under federal law, they are authorized to. Oh, yeah, drug dealing's legal at the international and banking level. You didn't know that? These laws are for you. Because they had to breed a force of federalized local police, because the feds give them the grant money, to kick down doors and drag people out. It isn't for drugs. It also fills the private prisons owned by the drug cartels. That was their first phase. Phase two is huge cadres of black ski mask guys that'll come to your house and kill you. And come to your house and take you to the FEMA camp. And don't roll your eyes, it's all over the news now, cops. And don't worry, you're working for guys that are going to take your pension and everything you got down the line. So you'll be punished by what you're doing yourself. And by the way, drink some more fluoride water. Don't listen to kooks like me. Don't listen to me. Just, you know, I'm a kook. Okay? I'm a kook. I don't like this. The Chicago Tribune, remember? Janet Jackson had the wardrobe malfunction, and TiVo said 3 years ago at the Super Bowl, oh, what was the record? 2.3 rewinds. And the Chicago Tribune said, well, how are you doing that? Everybody called me, Alex, you're right. You said TiVo tracks what we watch and what we do and creates psychological databases on us. And I said, well, you think I just make that up? And then I told you, because they put a press release out, boy, big detective work on my part, that they're using the audio and cameras in your computers. Multiple companies, by the way, are doing it. But Google made the announcement to watch you. Oh, that's freedom! Well, here it is today, Comcast cameras to start watching you. If you have some tinfoil handy, now might be, see, this is a big TV blog saying this. But see, they still got to do the pre-joke. Well, they're doing it But you're kooky to even read the article and say you don't want it. See that conditioning? Oh, well, it's kooky to be against it. I better let them watch me in my house. See how being a mindless jellyfish who's a pack follower destroys you? If you have some tinfoil handy, now might be a good time to fashion a hat at the Digital Living Room conference today. And then they have a link to it. Gerard Kunkel, Comcast Senior VP of User Experience, told me that the cable company is experimenting with different camera technologies built into devices so it can know who is in your living room. The idea being that if you turn off your cable box, it recognizes you and pulls up shows already in your profile or makes recommendations. And, of course, it's two-way. It goes into how they watch you and track you. If parents are watching TV with children, for example, parental controls could appear to block certain content from appearing on the screen. See, already, it's watching you. It's like Toyota says in a few years they're going to have an infrared camera, and if there's a pressure sensor in the seat and it's hot, it goes ahead and calls the police through the cell phone and your navigation system. Sounds good, but see, then they just dial in and watch. It's control. I mean, folks, you want your cable box making parental controls and then, by the way, calling CPS if it sees a child in the room and you let them watch an R-rated movie? And believe me, you will see that happen within 3 years. This is already in place. They're now just announcing it. It's been in place for a decade with the microphones, 5 years with the cameras. It will happen. Do you understand? I can't believe I have to even say it's George Orwell to have cameras watching you. And it says it's going to watch you and make sure you're good. And there's people right now going, good, I like that. That's freedom. The idea is being that if you turn your cable box on, it recognizes you and pulls up shows already in your profile or makes recommendations. If parents are watching TV with their children, for example, parental controls could appear to block certain content from appearing on the screen. Kunkel also said the type of monitoring is the holy grail because it could help serve up specially tailored ads. See, what did I tell you years ago? See, because I went and read the research papers on it. And most people don't know why you live in Austin and you're on a Malaysian website or a Japanese website or a German website and it's popping up with Austin singles ads. It might even say, you know, you're a 30-something-year-old male. Look at this girl. You're on a mainstream website, and all of a sudden a woman's shaking her behind at you up on the top banner. That's just the cookies, Jack. This is light years worse. I mean, remember, first hour I covered, the government takes all your baby's blood, now more mainstream news, and now it isn't just they keep it in the federal DNA database, now it goes to Homeland Security. Your child, your daughter, your son, at birth, is in Homeland Security. Do you understand? Do you even care enough so when you're in the hospital and they bring the form and say, it's mandated, you need to, and push it on you to say no? Perhaps I've seen enemy of the state too many times. Perhaps I'm just naive about the depths to which Comcast currently tracks my every move. I can't trust Comcast with BitTorrent. Yeah, they're already the ones censoring the web. So why should I trust them with my must-be-kept-secret DVR clogging addition to keeping up with the... It must be some pop thing. It's Kardashians. Kunkel also spoke on camera with me about fixing bad Comcast user experiences, the ongoing BitTorrent battle with VOD, but he mostly towed the corporate line on these issues. The monitoring in your living room came up after my camera was put away. But well, listen, we need to contact this writer. This is a big website, big TV review website, and say, hey, would you like to go to Google's website? They explain they're already watching you, Bubba. I mean, I remember it was like almost 3 years ago. We first broke, and by broke, Google put a press release out, and no one reported on it. We found like a week-old press release where they said, we're already watching you, already listening to you, already tracking you. Yahoo's doing it, but our system's better, and they're doing it, but our system's better. That's how I learned of all the other companies was them bragging. Oh, ours is much more. It tracks everything you're doing. Down to the facial expressions. Is the ads Google is showing you, or is it upsetting to you? You didn't know while you're sitting there watching pornography, masturbating, and that camera is built into the screen that the government's tuned in with AI computers, recording that and filing it, guaranteed going on with select subjects. And I'm sorry to have to get graphic here with you. This is our level of total patheticness. But they're smart tyrants. They're putting the grid in. Now they're gearing up the camps and police and armed robots, which they had on the news yesterday again, and hovercraft and poison water. They had to brainwash the cops and the public incrementally to accept this. Now it can begin. 1 month, the cops SWAT teaming and pulling a patriot out to go to a camp. But 5 years later, you'll be dying of your accelerated cancer you were implanted with. Everyone gets their eugenic shot. That's right. Your child's dying of leukemia. You trust the government, officer. Alex is bad. Alex doesn't like the cameras watching me without a warrant. Just randomly, Alex is a radical. Alex Jones is crazy. He doesn't like newborn babies all being put in Homeland Security illegal database. He doesn't like the fact that the cable boxes have been listening for more than a decade and now watching. He's crazy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened easy.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
All right, I didn't do what I said I'd do, but I got into four or five stories, and they're all up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, stuff I can't even believe we're not even getting into today. But we'll be back tomorrow, and then, of course, if you missed any of the guests in the first hour, that's about to restart. We had on the editor, the financial editor of the largest paper in Europe, in England, London Guardian, incredible info on the economy. Then we had the live extension expert on, and then If you missed any of that, it starts over at InfoWars.com. And I need your help to get more listeners, not just on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, satellite, but also on the web. Perfect way, regardless of where you're at. You may not have an AM or FM station in your area. I just want to reach more people. I want them to know. I want to run out in the street and tell people, they take your baby's blood at birth, Homeland Security. But they've been preconditioned. That's crazy. Or, your cable box, it's watching you. And I remember putting the article out and getting emails going, you're a liar, you're nuts, in the dig comments. Alex is crazy. I had links to Google. I had their own quotes. It doesn't matter. It's they've been trained to be slaves. They put cancer viruses in you. Everything. They're killing you. Doesn't matter. I got a badge and a gun. They may have implanted me with cancer. My kids may be drinking fluoride. At least I get to act tough. Now, not all cops are like that, but man, tyranny comes in a uniform. You better wake up. By the way, I haven't plugged any of my sponsors today, and that's what makes this show possible. So I hope you remember, I don't only go out and get products I believe in. I mean, I believe in the products I pitch here. They also make this show possible. And just here at the close, don't forget about Interfood. It really is the best green food out there. The deficiency that almost everybody has from the food, this is a pure food, unpasteurized, 20 superfoods in two little green scoops in your juice or whatever every day. I recommend it with juice. It's good with juice. It kind of tastes just weird with water. And it's the best stuff out there. They're great folks. enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Go to InfoWars.com, link through on the banner there, and get 10% off on the Alex Jones subpage at interfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, and you get 10% off there as well. They got a whole line of products, so be sure and give them a call. There's also Freedom Law School. That's almost here. That's in Irvine, California. First-rate conference, incredible speakers, 9/11, taxes, martial law, the New World Order, Tommy Crier, Joe Beacraft, Joe Bannister, Larry Beacraft, Michael Collins Piper, William Rodriguez, Jason Burmes, G. Everett Griffin, Dave Von Kleist. Get your tickets now at 760-868-4271, March 28th to the 31st, Irvine, California, 760-868-4271, or livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. And in closing here, aloe vera is an amazing plant. It really does clean out your guts. I know this because I've read about it on people that have done it. I've done it before. I'm doing it again. And aloe vera, with all these other herbs that are known to detoxify and flush your guts out, that's the first place to detoxify. Aloe's colon and body cleanse, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. They also have super beta prostate, again, well-known herb for shrinking your prostate, improving itself. They even have medical studies on these herbs. There's multiple herbs that are in there that are well-known for really helping you. Even a lot of medical doctors are even prescribing and pushing similar things. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. I'm also a filmmaker. Haven't plugged those all day. Some incredible films you're missing out on DVD at InfoWars.com, or see them in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up and get 3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and new stuff's getting added every day. Okay, like I said, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget about that show. And I'm back right now. The show doesn't end. Right at the start of the show, we had the head editor, economics editor, over at London Guardian on, and then, of course, the live extension, and then we went to Tibet to cover what's happening there. We can defeat the globalists if we just admit how wicked they are. It's hard to believe how evil they are. That's why we tend to stand down. Stop standing down. Stand up. We'll be right back at the streams at InfoWars.com. Go there and listen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerry.